$40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Back to the action. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
That's reverse layup by Shannon Eva-Butte. Wyatt Jewett, and a 3-2 Miller lead is what we walk into. A minute gone here in the opening quarter. Took a quick timeout to see if they were going to have any other type of pregame stuff to do, like the national anthem or anything like that. I know they did it before the girls game, they generally don't, but I thought they'd take a quick 30, and man, they were ready to roll. Here's a travel on the baseline on Miller. Over back to Shining Eagle Butte. So 3-2, the wrestlers lead. They got a three-pointer from Cole Sargent to start the game. Wyatt Jewett answered with a two. It's 3-2 wrestlers. Here's Weston Clausen. Nice move to the basket. Got himself down low. Little turnaround will not go. Long rebound tipped all the way out to Clark Hunter. Hunter tried to bounce it off Braxton Traversi, and Traversi caught it. Passed it underneath, and a foul called on Miller. Falls on Devin Lecce. You know that trick we saw in the girls game where you're kind of diving out of bounds and you throw it at their knees? Well, Traversi just reached down and caught it. A couple of free throws here for Wyatt Jewett. Jewett, the only 2 points here for Cheyenne Eagle Butte, knocks down the first free throw and ties us at three. Jewett with a chance to give the Braves their first lead. Second free throw is no good. We'll stay tied at three. Miller the rebound. Karst Hunter on the board. Hunter across the timeline. It's Lecce. Lecce on the left wing back to Hunter. Nice no look inside to Cole Sargent. Sargent can't hit from 12. Rebound Braves. And here comes Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Jalen Knight the other way across the timeline. It's Katana Bartlett. Bartlett, Traversi, and Clausen. Coming back from last year. Jewett, a 10.6 rebound guy last year. Traversi averaged 17 and 10 last year. And here's a Cheyenne Eagle Butte turnover. 6:03 to play first quarter, tied at three on the boys' game. Miller wins the girls' game, 49-37. Hunter trying to lob it inside, the ball tipped and stolen away, taken by Weston Clausen. Clausen will leave it for Wyatt Jewett. Jewett at the top of the key on the dribble, Lecce out to the Fed. Left wing for Jalen Knight. Drive to the basket there by Clausen, tried to leave it off and did for Jewett. Here's a long three, and out of it good. That's Braxton Traversi from the top of the key. That'll take Cheyenne Eagle Butte to a three-point lead. 6-3 Braves. Hunter inside, off the window, and an offensive foul. Actually, that was Steven Fernholz. Either way, Fernholz got inside, and offensive foul called on Miller. So Braves, a 6-3 lead, and now the possession of the basketball. Coming into the game for Miller is Henry Mullaney, and Mullaney will replace Hunter Russell. 5:14 left, opening quarter. Braves 6, Wrestlers 3. Cheyenne Eagle Butte with the ball. Top of the key, one-on-one, and a drive all the way to the basket for Katana Bartlett. He'll get the bucket and the foul. So Bartlett will go to the free throw line as the foul is called on Cole Sargent. That's his first and his team's third. And Cheyenne Eagle Butte just running at this point a gear ahead of the wrestlers. So Bartlett will have the three-point opportunity, and he will knock down the free throw. 9-3, Braves on top. 5:03 left first quarter of the boys' game. Miller wins the girls' game. Brave boys trying to even the score on the varsity tip. Here's a lob inside and over the head. And out of bounds of Henry Mullaney. So a turnover back to the Braves. 4:50 left opening quarter. Here's Traversi inside going to work against Karst Hunter. Shot is no good. Miller splits the rebound out to the timeline, and Hunter stole it again. Cheyenne Eagle Butte took it back for a second. Leading into the layup is Steven Fernholz. Fernholz with his first basket. 9-5 the Braves lead. 4:26 left in the first. On the dribble at the top of the key is Bartlett. Pass inside now to a cutting Wyatt Jewett. Jewett can't hit the layup on an offensive rebound. No shot, no reset on the shot clock, though. It's a three from the corner. It's Braxton Traversi again. So a half dozen for Traverse here. Did they call it a two? I think they did. Here's a three at the other end. That one no good for Cole Sargent, but another offensive rebound, this time by Fernholz. He'll fire for three. No good. Hunter trying to collect the rebound. And they're going to still, they're going to say it's out of bounds off Cheyenne Eagle Butte. So they do call Traversey's shot a two-point basket. So five for Traversey. And it's 11-5, Cheyenne Eagle Butte by a half dozen. Left wing, another Fernholz three, again no good. Long rebound tipped out to Lecce. Another offensive board. I did catch iron, so a fresh shot clock as well. Pass inside, tipped and stolen by the Braves. Taken away underneath by Traversey. We go the other way, and another offensive foul as Kaitana Bartlett got into the lane and just kind of got out of control, tried to budge his way around Hunter, and ends up knocking him down. Offensive foul and a turnover back to the Rustlers. 3.5 minutes remaining, opening quarter. Braves 11, Rustlers 5. Miller trying to cut into that lead. Here's Fernholz on the wing. Cross court for Sargent. Top of the key, Lecce feeds Hunter in the high post. Back out to Lecce for three. Front iron and no good. Rebound hauled in by Wyatt Jewett. Here come the Braves. Jewett all the way to the basket. And Hunter stuffs him at the last second. Chase him down and swats it out of bounds. It is out of bounds off Miller, so Cheyenne Eagle Butte will inbound with 30 on the shot clock. 3:04 left in the first quarter. Cheyenne Eagle Butte 11. Miller 5, and Hunter stole the inbounds pass. Hunter just across the timeline, still on the dribble. Now Fernholz on the wing. Steven into the lane. Fader from 6 feet. Rattles and won't go. Traversey the rebound. Braves ball leading by 6. Here's Jewett, just right at the top of the key for Jalen Knight. Knight on the dribble, guarded out there by Fernholz. He'll move over to the left wing. Here comes Fernholz out, and they'll turn it over. Cross court, a pass, trying to get it to Bartlett. Pass was too tall and out of bounds. So Miller will have it back and another chance to cut it to this 6-point Brave lead. Shining will beat 11, Miller 5. 2:20 left, opening quarter. The boys gave Miller victorious in the girls' game. And here's a nice attempt by Henry Mullaney. Mullaney drove the baseline, and he tried to bounce the pass. Well, maybe he just looked good. I think he tried to bounce it in between the legs of one of the defenders, and those legs closed, and it bounced out of bounds off Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Here is Fernholz. Nice move on the baseline by Stephen Fernholz to get himself inside. He'll put it up and in for two. So the lead to 4, 11-7. The Braves on top. 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Hard pass inside for Traversey. Back out front. A long two is good. Brexton Traversey with another basket. 7 for Traversey, and it's a 13-7. Cheyenne Eagle Butte lead. 1:45 to play first quarter. Miller down 6. Here's Fernholz at the free throw line. Moving it around out to Hunter. Just right at the top of the key. Back to Fernholz. Back outside to Sargent. Sargent on the wing. We'll take it on the dribble to the top of the key. Now Lecce to Hunter in the corner. Hunter for 3 off the mark. Rebound grab by Brexton Traversey. And here come the Braves. Braves 13, Rustlers 7. Here's a steal by Mullaney. Tips it ahead to himself. Mullaney all the way underneath and will not. Well, they won't count the shot. Foul beforehand as Fernholz tried to, Mullaney tried to kind of stop and let his defender run into him, but waited too long. Didn't get back up in the air in time to get the basket. So second foul on Bartlett. Third, second on the team. Lob into Lecce, down in the corner. It's Hunter. Cross court, Sargent looks at 3, won't fire up top for Fernholz. Now Miller will turn it over, pass up and over the head of Sargent. And the Braves will take it back inside of a minute left first quarter. 57 seconds left in the first. Braves 13, Rustlers 7, Braves with the basketball. Harley Nigel is in. Here's a three, and that one off front iron and no good for Jalen Knight. Rebound Miller. Hunter with another board. Hunter off to Lechie. Lechie sees an opening. Dumps it down in the corner. Here's Fernholz for three. That one no good. Long rebound out to Knight, and the Braves the other way with 30 seconds to play in the first. Chew it out near the timeline. Looks like Caleb DeBoer will come in next time out. If they get a stoppage here before the end of the quarter. Braxton Traversi with the pass. He'll take it out to the timeline, and they'll set up for the final shot of the first. Out of the left corner, it's Wyatt Jewett. Back to Traversi, who fires from three. That was tipped by Hunter, and that will be the end of the opening quarter. After one, Cheyenne Eagle Butte 13, Miller 7. We're back in a minute with quarter number two. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Hi, John here at Prost, Charles, and Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag Sales event. One of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prostrolo, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Cheyenne Eagle Butte, a 13-7 lead after one quarter. Fresh 8 is up. Second quarter set to get underway. The officials have some kind of an equipment issue on the sidelines, so a short delay here. Fresh 8 is up, 13-7. The Braves lead after a quarter, and the Braves will have the basketball. I took some air out of the basketball. Thought the ball was a little too bouncy, apparently. Look out, deflate gate. Second quarter underway. Braves lead 13-7 and with the ball. Here's Nigel inside to Traversi. Traversi puts his way in on the lady and puts it up and in. Traversi having a night. He was a double-double kid last year. 17 points, 10 boards. He's already got 9 points. 7:35 left until halftime, and Cheyenne Eagle Butte up 8, 15-7. Sergeant on the left wing, him and Lechie, Mullaney, Bernholtz, here's DeBoer inside, back outside, Sergeant for three, and he got it. Cole Sergeant with a pair of threes. 15-10, Braves lead down to 5. Here's Nigel across the timeline. Right wing for Knight, he'll fire for three. That one no good, rebound grab by DeBoer. DeBoer lobs it ahead to Lechie. Lechie on the dribble across the timeline. Now run all the way to the basket. Layup will not go. Rebound grab by Traversi. Ahead to Jewett. Jewett on the right wing. Knight took another look at that same spot. This time he'll drive all the way to the basket. Missed the layup. DeBoer the rebound. DeBoer ahead to Lechie. Lechie across midcourt. 15-10. Braves by 5. 6:40 to play second quarter. Miller won the girls game. Of a girl-boy doubleheader. Here's Fernholz the drive, left it out for Mullaney. Mullaney back inside DeBoer, right side of the free throw line. His jumper's off the mark. Jalen Knight, the rebound, off to Nigel, and here's Nigel across midcourt. 15-10, Braves a 5-point lead. Nigel on the wing left side, inside for Traversi, and he's fouled by Mullaney. Couple of free throws coming for Braxton Traversi. Mullaney's first, team's fourth, not a lot of fouls in the first half for this one, knock on wood. Of course, less fouls means an earlier departure from Miller. Not that I don't enjoy visiting Miller, but again, the weather outside, they moved this one to earlier today. They kept pushing the schedule as much as they could. shortened the breaks at halftime. They shortened the breaks in between games, doing everything they could, trying to get Cheyenne Eagle Buttes kids and the families and fans back on the road as early as possible. Traversy, no good on the first free throw. Set for the second. This one is in the air. That one is good. So a six-point Brave lead, 16-10, and now some full-court pressure. Lob ahead to Hunter. Hunter across the timeline, running with numbers. He'll go all the way to the basket. Had it knocked away by Traversy. Picked up by Nigel, and here come the Braves. Braves with numbers. Nigel, right corner for Clausen. Back to Nigel for three, and he got it. Harley Nigel, the 5'8 junior from long range, makes it a nine-point Brave lead, 19-10. Hunter from the free throw line. That one no good. Rebound Traversy. Traversy ahead to Jewett. Jewett all the way to the rack and lays it up and in. Shoemaker probably going to have to get a timeout here pretty quick, and he will. 21-10, the Braves lead by 11. 5 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the second. Shoemaker wants to talk it over. We'll do it too. We're back in a minute. A 60-second timeout on Dakota Sports. 12-10, KOKK.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Philly cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller, 5:31 until halftime, and Cheyenne Eagle Butte, a quick run here, has opened up an 11-point lead. It was 13-7. It was a six-point lead after a quarter. Cheyenne Eagle Butte, a, what is it, 8-3 run to start this frame, and it's 21-10. Miller with the ball off the timeout. It's Hunter into Sargent. Jarrett Kindle on for the first time tonight. Kindle shoots it inside. Hunter, a little fade, and how about a bucket and one for Karst Hunter? Hunter's first points of the night. Get that lead back to single digits, 21-12, and now a chance to cut it to 8, as Hunter will have the extra free throw. Rustler's first free throw of the night comes with 5:19 to play in the second. It's off back iron and no good. Rebound grabbed by John Henry Hale. John Henry in for the first time tonight. Here's Nigel across the timeline. Ball knocked away. Mulaney, another steal. Mulaney all the way to the rack. Well, that's good. Was not so victorious last time that went down, but able to knock it down this time. There's a ball two from the corner. That one is good for Kaven Altred. Kaven with his first points. 9-point lead, 23-14. DeBoer for three. No good, but Mulaney the rebound. Mulaney back outside. Hunter for three, and he got it. Karst Hunter from downtown. Quick 5 points by Hunter. Back to a 6-point game. 23-17 Braves. 4:25 left, second quarter. Left wing. Jewett, the drive, and a foul. Falls on Jarrett Kindle. His first team's fifth. 8 total fouls so far in the first half total between the two teams. Rustler's 5, Braves 3. Braves switching things up as Nigel is going to come out. Clausen also comes out. John Henry Hale, Kaven Halford out there. 20 is Kaitana Bartlett back on. Let's see, 30 is Andy Whiteeye. There's a shot, no good. Kindle a rebound. Kindle tried to feed Hunter, but the pass behind him. Hunter back to Kindle. Kindle for three, no good. Offensive rebound, though, grabbed by Miller. Offensive board grabbed by Russell. Back outside, here's Mulaney, the leader. How did he get that one to go? Proof that sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. 23-19, a four-point game. 3:44 to play second quarter. Miller on a run of their own. Cheyenne Eagle Butte right now on the offensive end. The shot blocked by Hunter. Picked up by Kindle. Kindle the other way. Trying to leave it for Sargent, but it went right back, and Mullaney picked it up. Inside and close for Hunter Russell. No good. Rebound grabbed by John Henry Hale, the 6'5 junior. And it'll stay a four-point game. Braves 23, Rustlers 19. 3:10 to play second quarter. There's a long two on the way. No good for Kaven Halfred. And an offensive rebound, but a foul call. They'll call it on Cheyenne Eagle Butte. This will be on Kaven Halfred. Oh, excuse me, Kaven. All right, so the foul on Kaven Halfred is his first. Team's fourth. 3:08 to play second quarter. Braves lead by four. Miller with the ball after the foul. Here's Mullaney for three. No good. Offensive rebound, though. It's right into the hands of Cole Sargent at a beautiful reverse layup to get us back to a two-point game. 23-21, Braves by a deuce, 2:48 to play second quarter. Cheyenne Eagle Butte stalling out, trying to get things going. Here's White Eyes on the wing left side. A stop for Knife and a ball knocked away. Hunter all the way together. That's for the jam. Hunter with all seven of his points in the quarter. Sneaks in the dunk there to tie us at 23. 2:25 left in the second, and the Rustlers on the charge. There's a drive and a shot in close. No good for Cheyenne Eagle Butte. That one by Andy White Eyes, but a rebound knocked out of bounds off Miller. So the Braves will hold on to this opportunity to regain the lead. They will inbound on their end. Inbounds into Bartlett. Ball knocked away, stolen by Miller. It's Cole Sargent. And the Rustlers with a chance at a lead. Here's Mullaney. To Hunter. Hunter, the long three. Got it. Hunter from downtown. 10 points in the quarter from Hunter. Rustlers up three. 26-23. A 14-point run. Here's another steal. Again, it's Hunter. This time he leans in and misses the layup. Rebound grabbed by Kaitana Bartlett. Bartlett at the other end. This is off inside. The triple turnaround shot good for Andy Whiteheyes. So Miller, a 1-point lead, 26-25. Minute 20 left, second quarter. Hunter, another three. This one from the corner. Airmailed it. Rebound knocked out. It's off the Braves. It's off Brexton Traversy. Inbounds for Hunter. Back underway to Fernholz at the top of the key. Right wing Sargent for three. No good. Rebound tipped by Brexton Traversy, and he will take it himself. So Braves a chance to regain the lead. Sneaking in and knock the pass out of bounds, though, is Hunter Russell. So out of bounds off Miller. Cheyenne Eagle Butte will inbound on their end with a minute six left in the second. 26-25 Miller by one. Foul on the shot attempt by Traversy. Okay, let's see who they call the foul on. It's like Carson Hunter, his first, team six. Traversy at the free throw line. First free throw is up and in. Rexton Traversy, 4 points in the quarter, 11 in the game. He leads the scoring. Hunter has 10 all here in the second. We're tied at 26. Traversy with a chance to give him the lead. He cannot. Rebound grab by Lecce. And here come the Rustlers trying to regain the lead. Fernholz will stutter step. Got himself in the lane. Back out to Hunter. Hunter inside, outside. Sargent left wing three ball. That won't go. Hit the top of the backboard. Well, they didn't call it out of bounds. It's knocked out by Cheyenne Eagle Butte, so Miller won't have it. Oh, it didn't hit the shot clock, okay. Just the top of the backboard, as long as it doesn't go over, you're alright. Pass into Fernholz in the corner, back on the way. Miller, 45 seconds left in the second. We are tied at 26. Rutgers have came back from an 11-point deficit. That is a steal by White Eye. They'll leave it back for Jewett. No shot. Oh, yeah, there is a shot clock differential, about 3 seconds, so Miller should at least get one more possession. Knife looks at the three, top of the key, won't take it. Inside to Traversy. High off the glass, leaves it, and it's good. So a 2-point Grave lead, 28-26, 15 seconds left, quarter number two. Miller looking at a final shot, Hunter to Fernholz. Fernholz on the wing. Russell, he'll fire from the free throw line. That one off the mark. Rebound grab by Jewett. Jewett to the other end, leaves it. Layup is on the way. It will not go. Traversy is there to tip it in. He couldn't get it in time, and that's it for two quarters. Rustlers trailed at 1 point in this quarter by 11. So we'll go to the halftime locker room, down two. At the half, Braves 28, Rustlers 26. Back in 3 minutes with a quick halftime show. 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Your fault, their fault, rusted up from road salt, ding ding, hailstorm, truck stall, didn't see the stop sign, speed zone, tire blown, talking on the cell phone, smashed a few road cones, hit from behind. There's a million ways to get hit, or maybe you just get hit a lot, but there's only one place to go, Advanced Collision and Repair. Don't just go anywhere, only one place will make it right again. That's Advanced Collision and Repair. Call Travis and Shane today to fix it right, 893-0190.
Something personalized and unique, like personalized wedding t-shirts, maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion, a hat, that's always a popular option, even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge would like to wish the Miller Rustlers the best of luck in today's matchup. The Highlight is open 5 days a week for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with specials every day. Stop in for supper as well. The Highlight reopens at 5 p.m. every night with supper, and don't miss Saturday night. That's prime rib night. Along with your meal, grab your favorite beverage. The Highlight has a great selection of pops, spirits, and your favorite brews. The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge in downtown Miller is proud to sponsor Rustler Athletics.
American Family Insurance believes your dreams are what matter most. That's why we offer affordable ways to protect them.
My dream is to own a second car and a house with a two-car garage to keep it in.
My dream is to start my own business and make my son my first employee.
Whatever your dream, we can help protect it. Learn more at amfam.com or contact your local agent. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Your American Family Insurance agent in Miller is Crystal Wolcordson. See her at 113 East 3rd Street or call her at 853-3324.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. As again, everything has been shortened here. They put up just 8 minutes now for halftime of the boys' game. They tried 10 halftime of the girls. They put up just 10 in between the two games, so definitely try to speed things up due to those weather conditions, trying to get everybody on the road as early as possible. We'll take a look at the numbers, first of all, for the visiting squad, Rob Mendoza and his Cheyenne Eagle Butte Braves. They have 7 of their 28 off the bench. Andy Whiteye's a 2, Kevin Halford a 2, and Harley Nigel with a 3-point basket. So 7 of the 28 off the bench. 3 of the 5 starters have scored for Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Kaytana Bartlett put in 3 points in the first half. He was 1-for-1 from the free throw line, converted on an old-fashioned 3-pointer. Early on, when Cheyenne Eagle Butte had built a pretty decent-sized lead, they were up 6 after a quarter. They stretched it to 11 at points in the second quarter. They were able to cut it to 2 with a big second quarter. We'll get to that in a moment. Bartlett, 3 points, 1-for-1 from the line. Wyatt Jewett, 5 points. He's 1-for-2 from the line. And Braxton Traversy, 13 points to lead the scoring here. Leads all scorers in this one. He had 7 in the first, 6 in the second. He is 2-for-4 from the line, and definitely showing why he was a 17.10 rebound average a game last year. Again, Traversy leads Cheyenne-Eagle Butte with 13 points. The Braves put up 13 in the first, 15 in the second, 28 in the first half, and they are 3 out of 7 from the free throw line. Moving over to Steve Shoemaker and his Miller Rustlers. They got 4 of their 26 off the bench, 2 baskets by Henry Mullaney, the 5'11 junior, all 4 of the bench points tonight for Miller. 3 of the 5 starters scored as well. Stephen Fernholz with a couple of baskets in that opening quarter. He's got 4 points. Cole Sargent's hit a couple of threes in the game. He's got 8, and Carson Hunter put up 10 all in the second quarter in that furious comeback. Hunter hit a couple of threes in the first, in the second quarter and put up 10 points. 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Hunter leads Miller at the break with 10. Sargent right there with 8, 4 apiece for Fernholz and Mullaney. Miller put up 7 in the first, 19 in the second, and 26 in the first half, 0-for-1 from the line are the Rustlers, and they trail by 2 at the break. Braves 28, Rustlers 26. We'll take a break of 2 minutes and 30 seconds. We'll return in 2.5 minutes with the second half of the boys' game. Miller won the girls' game, 49-37. Braves leading the boys' game at the break, 28-26. Back in, let's make it 2 minutes. We'll come back in 2 minutes. We'll take a look at your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. We'll do that in 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Nelson's HB Seeds is proud to serve the Miller and Hand County area and wish best of luck to the Rustlers. Now's the time to look into your seed for next year. Nelson HB Seed has winter wheat and spring wheat available, plus Kruger corn and soybean seed. Nelson HB Seed and Miller can also treat your seed. Call 853-3025, 853-3025 for more information. Best of luck to the Rustlers from Nelson HB Seed in Miller.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP CPA firm of Miller.
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Mirror Family Hair Care Scoreboard Update. Scoreboard Update brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Call or text 883-HAIR. Get your appointment today for a cut, a color, a perm, whatever you need in the world of hair. The Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Text or call 883-HAIR. The girls game here tonight, the final, Miller wins 47-34. We have a final in a Tiger girls game where Brandon Valley won that one 57-45. Again, a girls final, Brandon Valley 57 here on 45. We got a girls final, James Valley. They beat Aberdeen Christian tonight 40-36. And we had a boys after three score. James Valley was leading Aberdeen, or James Valley and Aberdeen Christian were tied at 36 after three. And no Tiger boys update so far to pass along. Here at halftime, Cheyenne-Eagle Butte leading the Miller boys 28-26. So that is a full scoreboard update brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Text or call 883-HAIR. Back underway, Miller with the basketball to start the second half, and we are underway. 28-26, Cheyenne-Eagle Butte. Miller trailed by 11. Here's a turnover to start the second half, and Miller took it right back. Sargent took it away from Clausen. after Clausen took it away from Hunter. Here's a runner on the baseline, no good, but an offensive point by Russell, and the putback is in. Hunter Russell fighting his way in for the offensive rebound. The putback ties us at 28 with 7.5 to play in the third. Katana Bartlett at the top of the key, leaves it out for Jalen Knight. Knight out near the timeline, top of the key to Jewett. Jewett inside to Brexton. Traversy, and Traversy was good for in close. He's got 15 on the night. Braves lead 30-28. Hunter looking at a three, won't fire. Back to Lecce. Now Mullaney on the wing right side. Mullaney had it poked away by Knight, chases it down shy of the timeline. Leaves it out for Hunter. Cross court for Sargent, fires for three, no good. Rebound grabbed by Traversy. Backdoor cut, but the ball on the floor as our three players. Lecce ends up on the floor. Reaching in to tie him up is Wyatt Jewett. And let's see, jump ball will stay with the Braves. Cheyenne Eagle Butte leading 30-28. 6:38 remaining third quarter. Inbound and a quick three is in the air and no good, but a rebound tip to himself for Weston Kloss, and the putback won't go, but they'll get another offensive board. Outside to Jalen Knight. Knight will clear it to Bartlett near the timeline. They'll reset the offense as they reset the shot clock. Wyatt Jewett, right wing, three ball, halfway down the can, rattles out Hunter Russell there for the rebound. Russell ahead to Hunter. Karst on the dribble, up top, now left wing to Sargent, back to Lecce. Lecce out near the timeline, trying to get it into Russell. Lecce, left wing, Mullaney. Back to Lecce. Lecce the drive to the free throw line. Gives it back to Mullaney. Mullaney will give it off to Russell. Russell from 12 feet. The fader won't go. Rebound grabbed by Wyatt Jewett. Jewett down in the corner. Here's a three ball. That's good for Jalen Knight. So a 5-2 run to start the third. Miller wants a timeout. 33-28. Braves lead by 5. 5:43 left in the third. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds. Back in 30. On 1210 KOKK.
Stop into Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember, Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time and Do It Center store.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Inbounds for Lecce off the timeout. A 5-point Brave lead, 33-28. Coach Shoemaker trying to stop that momentum as he saw a 6-point lead after a quarter turned into 11 real quick in the second. And, of course, a 2-point deficit has turned into a 5-point deficit. He doesn't want to see that happen again. And here's a turnover and a missed layup on the other end. Lecce there for the rebound. Missed layup by Weston Clawson. And now we're going to have a foul as Lecce fouled as he turns it up court. Fouls on Weston Clawson, his first. Also the first of the second half, and we're going to get Jared Kindle back on. Kindle will replace Cody Sargent. Excuse me, Cole Sargent. Inbounds pass for Lecce, and we're back underway. 5:10 left in the third. Braves 33, Rustlers 28. Kindle down in the right corner on the dribble. Picks it up to the wing right side. Inside for Hunter. Outside, here's a three by Fernholz. No good. Clawson the rebound. Clawson ahead. To Bartlett. Bartlett underneath, and here's another missed layup. This time it's Jalen Knight. So still a 5-point Brave lead. Just a couple of missed opportunities on a couple of missed layups. Don't know how tight the game is going to be, but really could come down to just one possession. Here's Fernholz. No good. Rebound. I think Knight's got a hand on that one. Fernholz wanted to call, didn't get it. There's Wyatt Jewett. Jewett off to Clawson. Clawson left wing, Bartlett. Bartlett back and down into the lane. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Long rebound comes all the way out to Wyatt Jewett. They'll get another look, and they feed Jewett back to the basket. And an easy layup for the 6 foot senior. Jewett's got 7. The lead is 7. 35-28 Braves. Midway point of the third quarter. And here's a travel and a turnover back to Cheyenne Eagle Butte. So the Braves now, the chance to get this thing back to double digits. Back into the game is Naden Joaquin. Left wing, here's a three ball. That's airmail, and a ball knocked out of bounds by Weston Clausen. Carson had actually caught it. Again, it was air ball. It didn't hit the rim. Carson caught it, and then trying to poke it away was Clausen. He did, but couldn't collect it. So out of bounds on the Braves. Rustlers inbound, down 7, 35-28. Cheyenne Eagle Butte leads. 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. Miller girls won the girls game 47-34. Bernholtz fighting his way inside and can't hit from in close. So this is how the second quarter started. A big run by the Braves where they pushed the lead to double digits, and they're threatening to do the same here in the third. Just left of the top of the key is Jalen Knight. Cross court now for Joaquin, and a ball knocked away, and here's a Miller steal. It's Lecce way ahead to Mullaney. Mullaney got behind the defense. He's going to get himself a layup. Mullaney with a half dozen. Braves lead by 5 with 3 minutes left in the third. Left corner. Here's a three ball in the air. Oh, that was good. Wyatt Jewett from the long range. He's got 10. Braves back up 8, 38-30. Right side, Kendall. Kendall leaves it off for Hunter. Hunter outside to Mullaney. Looks at 3. Drives. A runner up and in. 8 for Mullaney, 4 in the second, 4 here in the third. Braves lead is 6, 38-32, 2:25 left third quarter. Just right at the top of the key, here's Wyatt Jewett. Jewett drives, offensive foul. Stepping in to take the charge was Karst Hunter. Wyatt's first is the team's second here in the second half. Comes Kevin Halford. And it looks like they're going to get Weston Clausen out of the matchup. Braves 38, Rustlers 32. A 6-point Cheyenne Eagle Butte lead. 2:15 remaining third quarter. Lecce top of the key as Miller goes to work offensively. Here's Hunter to Mullaney. Back to Hunter. Hunter rises up for 5 feet. Short jumper no good. Rebound Fernholz, and he's fouled on the footstop. Ball's going to go on Traversy. For Brexton, that is his first. Free throws coming for Stephen Fernholz. The Rustlers in this entire game have shot one free throw, and in fact, now they're going to say it wasn't a shooting foul. The Miller Rustlers have shot one free throw in this entire game. There's a three, and it's up and in. It's Stephen Fernholz from the corner. So that'll cut it to a three-point game. Braves 38, Rustlers 35. And Jarrett Kendall trying to play some tight D, and Kendall will get whistled for his second foul. For Miller, that'll be the first of the half. Just 4 total fouls called here in the third quarter. 1:50 to play in the third, and the Braves lead 38-35. Naden Joaquin will leave it off just left of the top of the key for Brexton. Pass off. Here's a shot. No good for Jewett. Rebound on Fernholz. Fernholz sees an opening. All the way to the basket. Now kicks it out to Hunter. Hunter on the wing for Mullaney. Mullaney the drive. Feeds a cutting Carson Hunter. Hunter almost lost it and losing it out of bounds with Jalen Knight. Hunter did actually lose it. Knight got a hand on it but couldn't corral it. Naden Joaquin is going to come out. Quick breather for Kaytana Bennett. He's back, Bartlett, and he's back on. Hunter, the inbounds near the timeline for Lecce. Lecce on the wing. Fernholz looks at 3, won't fire. Draws in the defense. Out to Hunter for a corner 3, and that one is good. Carson Hunter from downtown. 3 threes on the night, and we are once again tied at 38. Minute 10 left in the third. Inside Wyatt Jewett. Jewett, nice head fake. Got the shot up and in. Also got his defender off his feet. a dozen on the night for Jewett. Braves lead by two with a minute left in the third. Mullaney on the wing right side. The drive leaves it down for Lecce. Lecce fights against the big fella. How about the bucket and one? Lecce giving up a few inches to the 6'5 junior, Kevin Alfred. Alfred will pick up his second foul. Lecce got the bucket and he'll get a free one as well. Hunter's going to come out. DeBoer is back on. Second free throw for the extra free throw for Lecce is no good. Rebound tipped a couple of times, and the Braves will take it. So Lecce's shot ties us at 40. 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Cheyenne Eagle Butte with the ball on their end. Here's Trevor C. Just left of the top of the key. Drive, spin, shot, no good. Rebound grabbed by Fernholz. Bernholz going to leave it back for Lecce. Shot clock is off. 25 seconds left in the third. Miller looking to take the lead to close out the third. They trailed by 6 at the end of 1. They trailed by as many as 11 in the second. They cut it to 2 at the break. I can't think of the last time they led, but it's been a quick minute. Well, maybe towards the end of the second quarter. And a travel by Kindle and a turnover to the break. The Braves will have 6 seconds to work with here in the third. Lecce's going to come off as Sargent is back in. Wyatt Jewett to inbound. Inbound and all the way to the basket is Bartlett. Bartlett will push it off the hand to close out the third. Takes out of Bartlett with 5 points. That ends 3 quarters after 3. Cheyenne Eagle Butte 42, Miller 40. We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
Have you shot Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Huron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
You're an American farmer. You're the best at what you do. You till and plant the soil. You fertilize and cultivate. You nudge and nurture and fix and fuss. You do everything in your power to produce the world's food. But you can't control the weather.
Kent Clark Insurance of Wessington, your friendly local crop insurance agent, can help you control the consequences of the weather. Call Kent Clark Insurance today and protect your investment at 605-458-2281.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. Fourth quarter just underway. A tight one in the boys' matchup. Miller girls won earlier tonight, 47-34. The Miller boys trailing 42-40 and then turn it over to start the fourth quarter. We start with a Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Bartlett trying to feed Traversi on his way to the basket. They almost turned it over, but hauled in by Jewett. We'll see when we get a chance. Here's a turnover and a travel on Bartlett. Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Call or text 883-HAIR. Get your appointment today for a cut, a color, a perm, anything in the world of hair. 883-HAIR. Mirror Family Hair Care brings us our scoreboard update. Brandon Valley leading Huron at the half. A boys score 36-23. That's halftime. Brandon Valley leading Huron. A final. James Valley beat Aberdeen Christian 53-52 tonight. Again, James Valley 53, Aberdeen Christian 52. That is a boys final. Girls final, Brandon Valley beat here on 57-45. And another girls final, James Valley beat Aberdeen Christian 40-36. That's your scoreboard update brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Tiger Boys, our game of the night over at 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Here's Fernholz with that little fader. He missed it a couple of times tonight, gets that one to go. Fernholz with 9 points, and we're tied at 42 with 7 minutes left. In regulation, I should say. This one has gone pretty quick, so Murphy's Law would say something would extend it. Lecce has the ball knocked away, or almost knocked the ball away, but they're going to get him for a foul. So for Devonick, his second, fourth on the second on the team. And looks like they're going to get Hunter Russell back in next break. Inbounds to Kaitana Bartlett. Bartlett out near the timeline, guarded by Sargent. swing. Now a pass for Halford. Halford pass inside, tipped up by Hunter. Chasing it down to the corner is Traverse City. He will leave it for Halford. Halford top of the key. Bartlett finds himself free at the free throw line. Free throw line jumper, no good. Mullaney the rebound. Mullaney to Hunter. Hunter across the timeline, tied at 42 with 6.5 left. Miller a chance to take the lead. Here's a three. No good by Fernholz. Rebound grab by Jewett. Jewett across the timeline for Jalen Knight. Knight inside for Traverse C. Traverse C back out. They'll get back into him in the post. Working down low on Hunter. Flips it up another. Can't hit. Rebound grab by Fernholz. Nice move. Just couldn't finish it. And now Hunter, or Fernholz rather, impeded by Jalen Knight, and Knight will pick up his second foul. Well, maybe they got him down for his first. Yeah, it is his first. It'll be the fifth on the Braves. 6:04 to play in the ball game, and we're tied at 42. Here's Hunter to bring it in for the Rustlers. Lob into Fernholz on the wing, trying to get it back to Hunter in the post. He wants the pass. He gets it inside, but coming in is Hunter Russell. Back outside to Fernholz. Fernholz swings it in the lane, feeds Hunter again. Hunter working his fadeaway. That one won't go. Fernholz there to clean it up. Couldn't hit the putback, but did get the foul. And boy, that was kind of a nice play there by Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Jalen Knight will get the foul, but they had undercut Hunter. And then coming in was Bartlett to kind of try to catch him, make sure he didn't end up on his back as it was seen. Or Fernholz, rather. Make sure he didn't end up flat on his back. And I've seen that happen a lot. You go up for a rebound, get your legs taken out, and sometimes those can be ugly. Second free throw, no good, but an offensive rebound, and they'll get another look. Here's Hunter on the wing, and he's fouled. That's also going to push the Rustlers, I believe, into the bonus. Kaitana Bartlett whistled for his third. Is it the seventh or the eighth? I thought it was the eighth. I guess just the seventh, so right now into the bonus. So a one-and-one opportunity for Hunter. Front end will not go. But somebody got in the lane early. Who was it? It was a wrestler, so it won't even count. It wouldn't have counted either way, I guess you'd say. 43-42, no Miller, a one-point lead, 5:40 remaining. Here's Jalen Knight cutting to the basket, and he lost it out of bounds. Oh, nobody touched it. Knight just lost it. I thought maybe Hunter had kind of reached in there and poked it away from behind, but not the case. So Rustlers with a chance to build a little bit of a lead. 43-42, Miller by one, 5:25 to play. And Rustlers have not led very much at all. Maybe a total of 45 seconds. A little bit towards the end of the second where they were flirting with a short lead, but Cheyenne Eagle Butte came back with a run, closed out the second half or the second quarter with a 2-point lead. So Miller has not been ahead very much in this game. There's a foul called on Cheyenne Eagle Butte. It'll be on Weston Clawson. That's going to be 2 on him. 8 on the team. Again, the Rustlers into the bonus. Here comes Hunter Russell out. He'll be replaced by Mullaney. So Lechie with a 1-1. Free throw is no good. There to clean it up is Hunter, but his putback rattles out. Another offensive rebound and another foul, so we'll have more free throws. Boy, Hunter's fader was about halfway down the can. That came out. Fernholz there to try to clean it up, but he got hacked by Traverse E. So Fernholz with a couple of free throws. First is good. Miller has not fared real well from the free throw line tonight. First of all, I haven't got there very much. They are 2-for-7 from the line tonight. Second free throw, no good. Traverse C there for the rebound. 44-42, Miller by 2. 5 minutes to play. Cheyenne Eagle Butte the ball on their end. Here's Bartlett across the timeline. Top of the key, leaves it out for Clawson. Clawson left side of the free throw line. Now Jewett trying to get it inside. Here's Traverse C for a long two. That one no good. Rebound grabbed by Sargent. Sargent will leave it for Lechie, and again, a chance for these Rustlers to build a short lead. I think their biggest lead was 3-0 to start the game. Here is a three from the corner. Sargent hit the one to open the game. Can't hit this one, and a foul called on the rebound. So that'll be for Miller, their fourth. For Hunter, it will be his second. So Cheyenne Eagle Butte will inbound with 4:38 to play. Miller leading 44-42. Bartlett across the timeline. Right wing Knight inside for Traversy. Scoops the shot up. It sits on front iron. It won't go, but he's there for his own rebound. Traversy lost it to Jewett. Jewett will give it back. Traversy reaches out, flips it up. It will not go. Rebound Lecce. Had a lid on it on that possession. Traversy was in close. Here's Sargent for Penn on the baseline, and that one is good. Cole Sargent with a 10 spot in the game. Miller with that biggest lead of the night, 46-42, at the midway point of the fourth, 4 minutes to play. Here's a three at the other end. No good for Jewett. Rebound grab by Mullaney, and so the Rustlers trail by as many as 11. They trailed by 7 in the third. They now lead by 4, and they're going to get a timeout. 3:46 to play. Miller 46, Cheyenne Eagle Butte 42. We'll take a Miller timeout. We'll go 30 seconds. We're back in 30 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back. Coming off the timeout. Reset at 3 minutes and 46 seconds remaining. 46-42. Miller out to their biggest lead of the night. Cheyenne Eagle Butte's biggest lead, a dozen, in quarter number 2. They led by as many as 7 in the third. Miller, a 46-42 lead at this juncture, 3:35 to play. Mullaney, left wing, cross court, Fernholz open, three ball, no good. Traversy waiting for the rebound, he got it, and I think they're going to get Hunter for another foul. They will. Carstunner whistled for his third. That'll be 4. Well, I thought it was 5 on the team. They got 4 on the big board. Bartlett at the other end, leaves it off for Jalen Knife. Knife into the lane, throws up a short jumper, no good. Mullaney there for the rebound. He's in the middle of a triple team, got to get rid of it, and does to Lecce. They're trying to trap Lecce. He breaks that all the way down to the baseline and lost it. Oh, he found the handle. Leaves it off to Hunter. Here's Fernholz to drive, leaves it down side. Hunter, the alley-oop, can't finish off, but he got his own rebound and puts it in. Come on, Carson. Grab the stat book there. He got a rebound and 2 points, 48-42. Rustlers lead by 6, biggest lead of the night. And that's when you want it, is with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play, especially when you trail for a majority of this game. Here's Traversy on the baseline, no good, but an offensive board by Bartlett. Bartlett will try it again, no good, under the rebound. Full court pressure now as Cheyenne Eagle Butte sees a game that they had control for most of the game. Start to kind of get out of their grasp, but here's Miller trying to hand it back as Fernholz, I don't know, tried kind of a funny little spin move thing. He ended up traveling. So Cheyenne Eagle Butte will have it back. 2:25 remaining. 48-42 Miller, a 6-point lead, their biggest of the night. And here's a turnover. We got an offensive foul on Kaitana Bartlett as he was trying to push back the defender. So, Rob Mendoza not going to like that call. No coach would like that call. Even if it's the right call, a coach is not going to like that call, especially not at this point in the game. 48-42, Miller by 6, 2 minutes to play, and close. Fernholz off the glass is good. But she found him on the cut. Nice pass, nice finish. 3 Miller players in double figures, and Mullaney's got 8. Here's another turnover. Sargent to steal. Long pass for Lecce. Lecce got ran over by Hunter and still put it in. But Hunter thought Lecce was going to give that up. He did not. All the way to the rack. Got taken out by his own teammate and made the basket. 90 seconds to play, and the Rustlers now lead by 10. Here's a foul called on Miller. It'll go on Mullaney. So how quickly things turn around. The Wrestler boys have trailed, or did trail, for a good majority of this game. And now with a flurry here at the end of the game, lead by 10. Here's a three from the corner, no good. They'll tip it back into a wide open Traversy, and he will knock in the bunny. Traversy with 14, and they're not even pressing. A minute 15 to play. Mendoza telling them, come out. You're down 8 with a minute 5 left. Already in the double bonus of the Rufflers. Harlan almost stolen. Here's Mullaney from the corner inside of a minute. Shot clock at 15. Shot clock at 10. Here's Sargent, and finally a foul. So they wait till the end of the shot clock to foul. And the foul called on, I think it's on Traversy, it is, his third. So a couple of free throws coming here for Cole Sargent. First is good. Second free throw airborne, and that one is good. So Sargent puts down a pair, and it ain't over, but it's awful close. 54-44, Miller by 10. Here's a three on the wing. That's off the mark. Mullaney the rebound. Mullaney ahead to Fernholz, who finds Hunter. Hunter back to Fernholz, cutting. He'll back it away smartly. Well, back it away, and the Wrestlers are going to win this thing. Up 10 with 30 seconds to play. They were down 11 in the second quarter. They were down 7 towards the end of the third. They were down 2 at halftime, 2 after 3 quarters, and just a flurry of baskets here. At the end of the fourth, and Cheyenne Eagle Butte went absolutely cold from the field. The Braves just 2 points in the quarter. Butterholz is going to end it with a dagger, a three from the top of the key. 57-44. Traversy is going to get himself a three at the buzzer. It will not go. And that's it. The Miller boys come back to win. 57-44, your final. And very quick, Gary's Out of Glass postgame show comes your way next. Boys win 57-44. Girls win 47-34. Back with again, a quick Gary's Out of Glass postgame show after this timeout of 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
About something personalized and unique like personalized wedding t-shirts, maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion, a hat, that's always a popular option, even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge would like to wish the Miller Wrestlers the best of luck in today's matchup. The Highlight is open 5 days a week for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with specials every day. Stop in for supper as well. The Highlight reopens at 5 p.m. every night with supper, and don't miss Saturday night. That's prime rib night. Along with your meal, grab your favorite beverage. The Highlight has a great selection of pops, spirits, and your favorite brews. The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge in downtown Miller is proud to sponsor Wrestler Athletics.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
That's right, and welcome back to Miller for a quick Gary's Alano Glass post-game show after a doubleheader, and Miller comes out victorious on both games. The Miller girls won earlier 47-34. They were led by Shaylee Waddell with 19 points, Katie Fernholz with 14. Again, Miller Wrestler girls win 47-34. As we start off your Gary's Alano Glass post-game show with a Miller Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Again, the girls win earlier tonight, Miller 47-34. The Miller boys have just come out victorious, 57-44. Taking a look at earlier scores, James Valley Christian beat Aberdeen Christian tonight in boys hoops, 53-52. The Vikings also beat Aberdeen Christian in girls hoops, 40-36. Brandon Valley beat Huron tonight in girls basketball, 57-44. At the half, Brandon Valley leading Huron's boys, 36-23. Just told you the final here, 57-44. The Miller boys win. That is a full check and a final check of your Miller Family Hair Care scoreboard. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Miller Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Call or text 883-HAIR today. Back to the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. Take a look at the numbers first for Rob Mendoza and his Cheyenne Eagle Butte Braves, who will start the season with a loss. They got 7 of their 44 off the bench. Andy Whiteyes, 2. Kevin Alford had 2. Harley Nigel put in 3. 7 of the 44 off the bench for Mendoza's Braves. 4 of the 5 starters scored, 2 in double figures for Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Jalen Knight had 3 points. Kaitana Bartlett had 5. Bartlett was 1 of 1 from the free throw line. 2 more in double figures were Wyatt Jewett, 12 points on the night. He ended up 7 of those in the 30. Did not score in the 4th. 12 points for Jewett, 1 of 2 from the line. The only person to score in the 4th was Brexton Traversy. Traversy had 13 at the break. He put in 4 in the second half, had 17 in the game, and he scored the Braves' only basket of the fourth quarter. Traversy leads him with 17 points, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Jewett was 1 of 2. Bartlett was 1 of 1. They didn't get to the line much tonight. Cheyenne Eagle Butte scored 13 in the first, 15 in the second, 14 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 44 in the game. They end up 3 of 7 from the free throw line. Over to the Miller Wrestlers, 8 of their 57 came off the bench, all 8 from Henry Mullaney. All 5 starters scored, 3 in double figures. Hunter Russell put in 2, Devin Lecce 4, Lecce was 0 for 2 from the line. 3 more in double figures, Cole Sargent hit a pair of 3s in this game, went 2 for 2 from the line, and put in a dozen. Karst Hunter hit 3 3s in the game, went 0 for 2 from the line, and put in 15. And Stephen Fernholz led him with 16 points, he was 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Fernholz put up 9 of those 16 in a big fourth quarter run. Miller outscored Cheyenne Eagle Butte 17-2 in the fourth quarter to win this one by the final of 57-44. Miller scored 7 in the first, 19 in the second, 14 in the third, 17 in the fourth to win going away. 4 out of 10 from the line with the Rustlers. They win 57-44. We will take one final 30-second timeout to hear from our post-game show sponsor, Gary Zell Auto Glass. We'll come back with thank yous and accolades and a big old good night. The Miller boys win 57-44. Girls win 47-34. Final segment of the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show after this 30-second timeout on Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Miller. Final segment of the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show includes thank yous for Darren Hunter, the AD over here in Miller, everybody's favorite coach and teacher, Darren Hunter. Also like to thank Aaron Zeller, head coach of the Miller girls, Steve Shoemaker, head coach of the Miller boys. Also Rob Mendoza, head coach of Cheyenne Eagle Butte on the boys side, and Jesse Mendoza, head coach of Cheyenne Eagle Butte's girls. We want to thank you, the listener, especially for bearing with us earlier on with our technical difficulties. Thanks so much. Also, Mr. Lunchbox, Mr. Beals back at the studio. Great job tonight, buddy, for, again, bearing with me as well. We want to thank our sponsors, which we will do in just a moment. We want to thank specifically our post-game show sponsor, Gary Zell Auto Glass. Also, our scoreboard update sponsor, the Mirror Family Hair Care. And our sponsor for the reading of the officials, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection. Thank everybody else in the post-game in the post-game billboard. A couple of finals for you here tonight in Miller. Miller boys win 57-44 after trailing at points by double digits in the second and by as many as seven in the third. They win going away on a 17-2 fourth quarter run. Miller boys victorious 57-44. The Miller girls led pretty much their entire game. They win 47-34. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 AM KOKK in Huron, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by...
Brought to you by Shooters and Wolsey, Farmers Casualty Do It Center, Wilbur Ellis, Ken Park Insurance, Huron Community Campus, Burns Manufacturing in Westington, Pastrallo General Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Car Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Advanced Collision in Miller, The Real Estate Connection, Boss Boutique in Huron, South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection, Gary's Auto Glass in the Mirror, Family Hair Care. Miller sponsors are Miller Press, Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge, American Family Insurance in Miller, and Coleman Beers, Brock and Anderson, CPA. The Miller Varsity Sweep, girls win 47-34, boys win 57-44. For Mr. Lunchbox back in the studios, and everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying, good night, everybody.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me.